Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Paul Kurtz. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are still looking for the shooters who killed a 2-year-old girl and critically wounded an 11-month-old boy over the weekend. The city is offering a $30,000 reward for information leading to arrests. Acting Police Commissioner Christine Coulter pled with the public for any information.
How could they not get involved when children are being shot and children are being murdered? I mean, if you don't stand up at any time in your life, it's now to say that this is just unacceptable.
Monday night, family and friends gathered in Kensington to remember 2-year-old Nicolette Rivera.
She loved music, she loved fashion, she loved her makeup get done.
She was always laughing, always smiling.
I knew her for a short time in her life, and she made an impact. She was awesome. She was great. She was a star.
The 11-month-old remains in the hospital in critical condition. He was shot 4 times Saturday night while riding in the back seat of his stepmother's car in the city's Hunting Park section. A 31-year-old Philadelphia man who shot 5 people inside a crowded Walmart in Cheltenham has been found guilty of all charges. It happened last summer at the Walmart on Easton Road. Keenan Jones's lawyer tried to argue insanity, saying he had a psychotic break after watching his father and friends get killed and that he snapped after finding out his girlfriend needed an emergency C-section. KYW's Jim Melwert reports the jury didn't buy it.
Prosecutor Tanya Lupinacci says the evidence showed Jones knew exactly what he was doing when he opened fire and wounded 5 people.
And he knew it was wrong, as we proved by his flight and his attempt to ditch the gun on the road after the incident.
Jones shot a man who was waiting in line at the Walmart, saying the look he was giving him was one someone gives before they shoot you. He fired 6 more shots as he ran for the exit.
Survivors of the shooting testified during the trial. It took a Montgomery County jury about an hour to come up with a verdict. Authorities are searching for a man they say sexually assaulted 2 teens in less than a week in Northeast Philly. 2 girls say they were assaulted at the Route 14 bus stop near Levick Street and Busselton Avenue. Last Tuesday after midnight, an 18-year-old says the man came up behind her and pulled her into a nearby driveway where she was sexually assaulted and robbed of her cell phone. Authorities believe the same guy attacked a 16-year-old around 10:30. The man pulled her into an alleyway, assaulted her, and also stole her phone. The man is described as a 5'8", 20 to 25-year-old with a heavier build. A sketch of the suspect is available on kywnewsradio.com. Belmar, New Jersey has shut down one of its 2 water treatment plants after traces of a chemical pollutant were discovered at levels higher than deemed safe. The state was the first in the country to establish such standards for PFNA contamination. The maximum is 13 parts per trillion, but as KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports, the treatment plant is above that.
The level at Belmar's Warren Avenue plant came in at 19. Environmentalists like Jeff Tittle at the Sierra Club would rather it be at 0.
It really is something that has to be dealt with right away, and I'm glad when they found out about it, they shut the wells down.
Residents were alerted last week, but were told there was no emergency here, no need to boil water or anything like that.
Prolonged exposure could increase blood cholesterol, impact liver and immune system function, and affect development of fetuses and infants. The borough is treating water at a different plant with standard levels, while the other problem is corrected. Elementary school students in upstate PA recently helped first responders solve a confusing issue. Salem County Police and supervisors took it upon themselves to hold a contest to name 3 islands in the Susquehanna River. The once unnamed islands made it difficult for Luzerne and Columbia counties to tell which county was closer when called for a water rescue. Well, now, thanks to 4th graders from Salem Township Elementary School, the islands have names. They are Penridge, in honor of William Penn, Warrior Island for the high school's mascot, and Eagle Island, because their teacher says eagles show strength and bravery. Salem police hope the students will remember this honor forever. That's the All Local. I'm Paul Kurtz. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.